The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are kicking off our review of the revised core set for new players with a look at the Guardian Investigator in the box, Roland Banks. If you enjoy this type of content, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. It helps out the channel a great deal. Before I get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. We are back with the reviews after a long time of no products due to various shipping woes around the world. We have not received the Edge of the Earth Investigator expansion here at the Plateau, so we did receive the revised core set, though, so I decided that we would review the Investigators as well as the player cards in that product for the benefit of new players who are joining the game. I am joined by Nate Lost in Time and Space, and Hello. A new member of the team, Matt Astrophic. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just grand over here.
So we are going to start off with the Guardian Investigator. As always, this is Roland Banks, the Fed. He has 3 willpower, 3 intellect, 4 combat, and 2 agility. The agency and detective traits as a response. After you defeat an enemy, discover 1 clue at your location. Limit once per round. His Elder Sign effect is +1 for each clue on your location. He has 9 health and 5 sanity. Now, Roland is probably the investigator that gets played the most simply because he is the recommended starting investigator in the Learn to Play guide. So many a player will pick up Roland first off and give him a spin. And he's a pretty good starting investigator. Who can fight well and has an additional way to discover clues. What are your first thoughts about Roland?
I agree. He's not only is he a great starting investigator, but I personally think that Roland holds up well over time simply from the strength of his once per turn discover a clue ability.
Yeah, he makes a really great flex spot, and he's also a great solo investigator because of that ability. He also has 3 willpower too, which is nothing to scoff at in Guardian. As you develop your card pool, you'll have a lot of additional ways to boost up that willpower. So having a base 3 in that regard is really a nice defense mechanism with his relatively low sanity. The only real weakness is his agility, but that tends to not really be an issue in most campaigns unless you're playing something like the Forgotten Age. And his card pool is arguably one of the better card pools in the Guardian class as a whole.
I don't think his agility being a 2 is actually that big of a deal, because if you're a Guardian and you have enough pew-pew, you can deal with a large number of enemies. Typically, as evidenced in the core set, agility treacheries will target health. I think Grasping Hands is the one in the core set. And Roland has a lot of health. He can deal with failing an agility test and taking damage. His real weakness is that 5 sanity, though, right?
Yeah, the 5 sanity combined with his awful signature weakness, which we'll look at here in a few minutes, can be a real bear to work with sometimes. I know having played Roland both in the core set as well as in other campaigns, you can end up getting that double whammy where you end up taking a mental trauma because you were defeated and a mental trauma because you happen to have your weakness on the table, and all of a sudden you are starting the game with 2 mental trauma out of 5 sanity, and you are in deep, deep trouble. Roland is he's pretty well balanced. I mean, discovering clues and enemy management are two of the pillars of this game, and he can do both pretty well. His special ability, of course, gives him a chance to pick up a clue for free, which is great for generating action advantage. As soon as he defeats an enemy, you can pick up that clue, especially at those hard to investigate locations with high shroud values, where he might struggle. The thing that always sort of catches me off guard with Roland is that I always sort of expect him to investigate better than he actually does, because maybe it's because he's part seeker, maybe it's because of his special ability, but I often think he should have a 4 in intellect when he's actually only got a 3, which means while he's pretty decent at average to low below average shroud locations, he can struggle at those higher shroud locations. But fortunately, the core set has a lot of cards that can help boost up that that will or that intellect to a 3 or even a 4, depending on what build you go for. So it's not that bad. The 4 combat, of course, is fantastic. I think he has the highest combat in the core set. So if you're looking to kill enemies, he's your man. And of course, there are lots of cards in the core set that can boost his combat up to a 5 or 6. The 2 agility can be it's not a huge problem. I find that sometimes you get into a situation where you want to evade something, but it's often those situations are rare. So the 2 agility isn't too much of a problem. What do we think about Roland's Elder Sign ability, the +1 for each clue? I don't think that comes up all that often, as is the case with most Elder Sign effects on the core set investigators.
Yeah, I think I've had it come up maybe once or twice in the entirety of my time playing this game, so...
Yeah, it's nice. Often enough, Elder Signs that don't do an additional thing are effectively, it might as well be a +0. You know, you're passing.
Yeah, exactly. And he has 9 health, which is, of course, amazing. You can soak a ton of damage. Unfortunately, the one thing to keep in mind if you do take Roland as your investigator is that he's not really designed to be particularly tanky with that 5 sanity. He doesn't really like standing toe to toe with enemies, because especially if they are dealing horror, because he simply does not have the sanity to spare. And many of the Guardian allies come with additional health, but not a great deal of additional sanity. So you'll struggle if you're planning on having Roland take a lot of hits.
I was just going to say, the Seeker card pool does give you some allies that can soak up a decent amount of sanity for you. You have things like Art Student or Lab Assistant that can soak up 2 points of sanity. Or even like Dr. Milan Christopher could also do the same thing while also boosting your intellect and giving you additional resources. So he has options in the core set, but it's definitely still his biggest hindrance in doing well in scenarios, because like you said, you can sometimes get into that double whammy situation and then you draw an auto fail on a rotting remains and it's game over all of a sudden. You're just like,
Oh man. I would almost call that a rite of passage for any Arkham player, is being Roland, drawing an auto fail on rotting remains and going insane. That needs to happen at least once to everybody. Fortunately, the revised core set has a way of dealing with that. I've had worse that deals with that problem with surgical precision.
That's right. The revised core set for new players out there does include several new upgrades that the previous core set did not include. Fantasy Flight was kind enough to add 2 upgrades to each class that can help give you more options if you would like to. Once you get into the upgrading your deck, you've got a couple more options, and one of those options for Roland is I've Had Worse, which allows him to soak that horror as well as generate a few resources, which is never a bad thing either, especially in the Guardian class when you've got a lot of fairly expensive cards in order to purchase. Now, Roland's backside, he has a deck size of 30, which is the case with all of the investigators in the core set. His deck building options are Guardian cards level 0 to 5, no surprise there. and Seeker cards level 0 to 2, and neutral cards level 0 to 5. His deck building requirements include his Roland's 38 special cover up and one random basic weakness. Now, I think as far as the revised core set goes, the Guardian and Seeker card pools are both quite strong. Roland has quite a few options available to him. If you're playing him in as the sort of key monster killer in the group, he has enough tools there to beef up his combat. Or if you need him to play a more flexible role and be able to kill some things as well as gather clues, you can change up the Roland deck a little bit to do that with cards like Magnifying Glass and Dr. Mylan Christopher.
That's true. He can flex around between being the primary monster slayer versus the secondary monster slayer, secondary investigator as well. That's true. There's like enough tools in the core set to let him do that.
Now there are, we will take a look at Roland's deck list here in a moment. And there are a few cards in there that if you're playing with the suggested starter deck, the starter deck contains one of each copy of the Guardian cards in the set, as well as one of each copy of the Seeker cards, and some doubles of some of the neutrals. But some of the Seeker cards you can definitely remove if you want to change up the deck a little bit and make it a little more consistent rather than relying on singletons. And there are some of the neutral cards as well that you can probably remove once you earn a few experience points and you're looking to specialize the deck either as a primary monster killer or as a seeker. Now his signature asset, every investigator gets a signature card as well as a signature weakness. Roland's signature card is Roland's 38 special. It's a 3-cost asset with combat, agility, and wild skill icons, the item, weapon, and firearm traits. Roland Banks deck only. It uses 4 ammo. And as an action, you can spend an ammo fight. You get +1 combat for this attack. If there are one or more clues at your location, you get +3 combat instead. And this attack deals +1 damage, and it takes up a hand slot. Roland's 38 special, one resource cheaper than the 45 automatic, and provides a slightly better combat bonus if there are clues at your location, but it's nice to have an extra gun if you're playing Roland.
It's also nice to have an extra gun when you have a limited card pool too. Mm-hmm. It's just a solid weapon overall.
Yeah, often a recommendation I would give for building a Guardian, at least starting out, is 5 weapons is a good good baseline to start with. And one thing I really like about the special is that first of all, it has more ammo than its cost, which is nice. That's above average, so to speak. And it serves as a good 5th card slot for a weapon. So you could take, say, 2 machetes, 2 45 automatics, and then the special gets you to 5. So you only have to spend 4 of your 30 card slots on weapons, because Roland, he's your boy, he's got you covered for the 5th weapon. And I think I like the special a lot, actually. I gotta say.
Yeah, it's nice that it only takes up one hand slot, too, so that you can hold a magnifying glass in the other one.
Yeah, or machete.
It's a little bit tricky at the if you're playing the first scenario in the core set. You'd love to benefit from that extra combat, but unfortunately the scenario will conspire against you a little bit. So it's but having that option, I don't think it's happened to me all that often that I've been in a location where I've actually had the gun down and the clues available, but getting +3 combat is awfully nice sometimes. I think when you're starting off with the starter deck, you've got the 38 special, a machete, a 45 automatic, and a couple knives, I believe. As you build the deck, when you get to deck building, you can start removing the knives and add an additional copy of the 45 automatic and the machete to beef up your combat. And Once you get into the wider card pool, or you gain some experience points, then you've got the big shotgun that you can use. Although that does take up both of Roland's hand slots, and there are plenty of other weapons. The card pool has grown so large that Roland is really spoiled for choice at this point as to which weapons he wants to use. Now, Roland's signature weakness is cover up. Revelation, put cover up into play in your threat area with three clues on it. As a response, when you would discover one or more clues at your location, discard that many clues from cover up instead. When a game ends, if there are any clues on cover up, you suffer one mental trauma. Now, we have mentioned the double whammy of being defeated while this is in play and taking two mental trauma. I think this is probably my pick for the worst signature weakness, definitely in the core set, if not the entire game.
It's definitely up there. It's
up there.
Really
yeah.
rough.
One key thing to note, I'd like to say about cover up, it's not always clear when you're first starting out some of the intricacies of the fine details of cover up. Firstly, the reaction to remove a clue from cover up instead of a clue from your location, that's optional. You don't have to do it. So if you've set up a good play to have Roland get a very important clue from, say, a four shroud location, something that would be very difficult to investigate multiple times to remove all three clues from cover up, you don't have to trigger cover up to replace that clue discovery. So what you can do is you can wait until you're, say, on a shroud two location, and then just near the end of the game, you can spend a few actions to clean up your cover up. The other thing to note is that, I can't remember. Can other players help you with cover up?
Yes, they can.
There we go. That's the other thing to note.
Important points I wanted to make is that because cover up is in your threat area and it is considered a treachery by the rules, if another player discovers a clue at Roland's location, they can then trigger the response on cover up to discard that many clues from it instead, which can really help Roland in a multiplayer setting where if he gets too busy dealing with enemies and simply isn't going to have the time or the tools available to get rid of cover up, other investigators can come to his aid. And so a weakness that can be quite debilitating if you're playing in a solo setting where you've got to do everything yourself. Cover-up becomes much more manageable in multiplayer when you've got investigators like Daisy in the core set who has five intellect and can chip in and take care of cover-up for Roland a lot more efficiently than he can. The other important thing I think to point out is that you can trigger the response to cover-up whenever you discover a clue using either investigation, or you can trigger it if you're using Roland's special ability. So if you defeat an enemy and you discover a clue that way, you can trigger the response on cover up to remove a clue. If you play cards like Working a Hunch, one of the seeker cards in the seeker card pool, to discover a clue, you can trigger up and trigger the response again. And so you're not necessarily limited to simply investigating. There are other ways to get rid of the clues on cover up and deal with it. I guess some of the negative parts, besides the getting hit by a ton of mental trauma with cover up, is that I find it's one of the swingier weaknesses, especially in the core set, because it often depends when you draw it. Sometimes if you draw it early, hey, great, you've got 12 turns to deal with this thing. If you draw it on turn 12, though, that can be a real bear, and that's happened to me on at least one occasion where I had the game well in hand, and suddenly I draw a cover up, and it's less like, oh, now I'm taking a mental trauma, and there's almost nothing I can do about it. The other issue you can run into occasionally with Roland is you do need a clue on your location in order to trigger that response. So you cannot just investigate an empty location and trigger cover up to get rid of one of the clues. You actually have to have the potential to discover a clue. And depending on the layout of the scenario, you can sometimes end up in that situation. Especially, say, toward the end of the first scenario in the course at the gathering. Clues are readily available at the beginning and not so much at the end. So you can, if you draw a cover up late, you may have to do some gymnastics to get rid of it.
Fortunately, the revised core set includes two copies of the level 2 card Seeking Answers, which actually really helps with those gymnastics, because you don't have to make as many moves to get the clues that you need in a pinch. That's helpful. Between evidence, working a hunch, and Seeking Answers level 2, I think you have some tools to be able to do those gymnastics as you were talking about.
So speaking of Roland Banks's starting deck, we have, of course, the Investigator. As far as assets go, you have Roland's 38 Special, 45 Automatic, Physical Training, Beat Cop, First Aid, Machete, Guard Dog, Magnifying Glass, Old Book of Lore, Research Librarian, Dr. Mylan Christopher, Hyper Awareness, Medical Texts, 2 Knives and 2 Flashlights. Man, that's a lot of 17 assets. For events, you've got Evidence, Dodge, Dynamite Blast, Mind Over Matter, Working a Hunch, Barricade, 2 Emergency Cash. Skills, you've got Vicious Blow, Deduction, 2 Guts, and 2 Mental Manual Dexterity. And then the 2 Weaknesses, Cover Up, and the Silver Twilight Lodge Acolyte. Now, I think the starter deck is actually it's a pretty well-rounded deck. Right out of the box, it gives Roland lots of tools to fight and investigate well. But once you dip your toe into deck building, you have some options to modify the deck, especially now with the revised core set providing a full set of play cards. You can take out some of the cards in this deck and replace them with second copies. For example, you may want a second copy of the 45 Automatic and the Machete, for example, if you're planning on doing a lot of fighting. What are some of the cards that you guys would remove from this deck to improve it once you've you're into deck building?
Medical texts. That would be a pretty obvious cut for me. Manual dexterity would also be a pretty obvious cut for me as well. I think from there it would sort of depend on how you wanted to fill Roland out. Like you said, if you wanted to go heavier into combat, that's obviously going to affect the types of cards that you ultimately decide to cut. But if you go into the more like flex, I can get clues, but I can also fight things, then you might want to keep some more of those cards like Working a Hunch in the deck so that you can potentially either get rid of cover up or you can help your team get clues when they need it.
Yeah, personally, one thing I like doing with Roland is you go all in on, I like to go all in on fighting, but also have testless clues. So 2 45 automatics, 2 beat cops, 2 machetes, but also 2 evidence, 2 Working a Hunch. So that way I'm not using that intellect at all. No magnifying glasses, no hyper awareness, just, you know, no magnifying glass, no hyper awareness, no Dr. Milan. Lots of shooting, but also lots of free clues. So nice, I can kind of, what's up?
It's nice. I was just going to say, what's nice about cards like Working a Hunch and Evidence is that they also serve as pseudo skills in a way, because they have 2 intellect icons on them.
Oh, that's
so
true.
In a pinch, you can always like throw them in a skill test if you need to get rid of a locked door. Or not locked door, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Something along those lines can be really helpful.
I also think that from that starter deck, you said there were 17 assets in there?
Yeah.
That is a lot. So one thing to keep in mind, unless those assets are fast, like Magnifying Glass, it takes an action to play each of those assets. And if you have 17 of them, that's a lot of commitment. When it comes to actions. So first thing I would do if I had Roland is I'd drop him down to like 13, 14 assets, just so you don't have that, you're not committing yourself to spending so many actions playing assets. Usually that means adding lots of skill cards, but that's just how I roll.
Yeah, there are quite a few, man, reading that list of assets, I was surprised how long it is. That's a lot of assets. Mm-hmm. And there are cards, I think there's some some pretty obvious cuts, like Research Librarian. Roland really has no business playing Research Librarian. He doesn't want to go get tomes. He really wants to be relying on his beat cop and, to a lesser extent, the guard dog for the majority of his allies. Things like Old Book of Lore, that's really a much better card in Daisy. Hyper Awareness, you've already got physical training, which does a lot of what Roland wants to do anyway, boosting up his willpower if necessary. Nate, you mentioned medical texts. That one can go. And as far as the events package is actually a lot more streamlined. Mind over matter is probably not necessary in Roland, and barricade really doesn't do him much good. So if you really want, I think, double up on your weapons in 45 automatic and machete, and then Vicious Blow is almost, I think that goes in just about every Guardian deck as a two of. So once you start trimming out a few of the cards you don't need, you can add duplicates of the cards that you do tend to play. And as you get a little bit more experience playing the Investigators in the core set and figuring out which cards you prize and which cards you are simply pitching to skill tests, you'll quickly know which ones to keep and which ones to trim in favor of either duplicates of the level zero cards or later, once you've earned some experience points, some upgrades. That's going to do it for our look at Roland Banks the Fed. Any closing thoughts?
Overall, Roland's a really solid investigator, and he's a great introduction into the game.
Yeah, I agree. He's great. For beginners and for masters of the game, he's very good. That ability is always going to be very good.
Like I said at the top, you know, the ability to discover clues and manage enemies are two of the most important things that you're going to want to do in this game, and Roland is adept at both of those things, and that goes a long way whether you are playing in a multiplayer setting with your friends or whether you decide to take Roland for a spin in solo. You've already got two of the most important parts of the game handled, and you'll be in good shape. That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.